Hey guys, today we're going to talk about the benefits of mint, okay? Mint leaf. I actually grow mint in my backyard and it's quite delicious. If you take a frozen kale and you add mint to it, the actual leaf, and blend that, you will not need any sweetener. Maybe freeze the kale or put ice cubes so it's colder. Blend it thoroughly and drink that down. You will love that shake. The combination of mint and kale is wonderful. One of my YouTube followers told me about this, and I think it's a great combination. And if you're into a little bit sweeter, you can add a couple drops of stevia and just make it really, really delicious. But mint is good for your digestion. You can get peppermint oil and take it that way. If you add fennel, that will also help with some bloating and gas. But typically, most people just use peppermint oil, but this kind of just adds a little extra. IBS, real beneficial for IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, abdominal cramps, bloating, gas. So you can take it as a supplement either before you eat or after you eat to help that. Respiratory, great for asthma, lung congestion, mucus, sinus congestion. You can put it in a neti pot and actually you can breathe it in and helps the mucous membrane. Sore throats, you can do it as a tea. Really effective for that. It's great for coughing, irritation in your throat, hoarseness, or that tickle that you have this chronic like clearing of your throat, if there's some mucus in there. Also, if you have this chronic cough thing, adding calcium would be very beneficial. I just wanted to do this quick video because someone wanted to know the benefits of mint. Thanks for watching. Hey, if you're liking this content, please subscribe now, and I will actually keep you updated on future videos.